Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our June 30th show in Nashville, Tennessee. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Ashley Bryan. I'm calling from Carrollton, Texas.
Hey, how are things in Carrollton?
It's beautiful here.
I know. It's a beautiful week. Everybody's having a good time wherever they are. That's nice to hear. What do you do there in Carrollton?
I'm an administrative assistant at one of the largest adult beverage distributors in the South.
Oh, wow.
What's an adult beverage?
Wine, spirits.
Oh, okay.
Beer.
Wow. So,
or it's, as I call it, medicine.
Yeah. Well, Ashley, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks. Your job, of course, complete them. Say that last word or phrase. Do that two times out of three. You'll win our prize. Ready to go?
Yes, I am.
All right. Here's your first limerick.
The Army is shouting, hooray! We'll adapt to headwear of today. Got a slick patrol cap and no more faux French crap. We're tossing away the...
beret.
Right. Nothing tells the world you're a lethal fighting machine, like wearing the same hat as Salvador Dali. But the U.S. Army has decided to stop issuing berets. Soldiers have complained about them since they were introduced Army-wide in 2001, back when they were still known as Freedom Hats. The Army is now looking for something more intimidating than a beret, which would include any hat ever invented, including a mariachi sombrero or a yarmulke knitted by your Jewish aunt in Boca.
The berets cost $11 each, and they're being replaced by just service caps, which are $6. Why would a beret cost $11?
They're buying them in the back of the New Yorker.
Here is your next limerick.
A courthouse should have some more class, but we peer up the robes as they pass. They can't miss our glares as they go up the stairs. Because each step's made of clear, see-through
glass.
Right. On Monday, the new $105 million courthouse in Franklin, Ohio, opened. And many aren't happy about the glass staircase, especially people who have to walk it wearing skirts. They're considering changing the design, but for now they're just hoping people will be mature, not stand under it, look up. To that, Judge Julie Lynch at the courthouse says, if we had mature people that didn't violate the law, we wouldn't have this building. Unquote.
That's funny.
Here's your last limerick.
Though my body is far below par, on the road I still feel like a star. My health's in decline, but my motor runs fine because I take good care of my
car.
Yes. According to a recent study by Men's Health Network, 70% of American men said they find it easier to care for their car's health than their own health. And many are more likely to get their car repaired than get themselves repaired. It seems crazy, self-defeating, but if you've ever had your own oil changed, you'd understand.
It's the dipstick.
Yeah,
that
really.
Is so uncomfortable.
Keep checking. Carl, how did Ashley do?
Very well, Peter. Ashley, you had 3 correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well Yay. Done. Well, think of you the next time we're drinking in Texas. Thank you so much, Ashley.
Thank you.
He said, I've got the time and I've got the parts. Just give me the word and I'm ready to start. I think we can bring her in for $800. But don't be downhearted. I can fix it for you, sonny. It won't take too long. It'll just take money.